Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
All right. Okay, Dave, the show is about to begin. And so now it is finally time to ask you a trivia question like we do at the beginning of most shows. Okay?
Great idea.
This trivia question, though, Dave, I think you're actually going to get it. Here it is. Where should you never bring a knife to?
It's like bringing sand to the beach.
What?
A gunfight.
Thank you, Dave. I was like, I can't believe he doesn't. I mean, I'm surprised at some of the things you don't know. Like, you know, there are people who've been listening to the show know that there are things that are really, 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 really common that you don't seem to have ever heard of. And so,
like secrets?
Yeah. Let's get the show started, shall we? Welcome to Six Unseemly Questions. I'm your host, Victor Varnado. This is my sidekick, Dave Rosinski. We've got a great contestant on the show today. Everybody put your hands together for Carol Montgomery. All right. Welcome, Carol.
Hello.
We've lost
some people.
Oh, not They'll just yet. We have our studio audience that we're about to introduce. Our studio audience today is Stephen Edwards and Rachel Teichman. All right.
Oh, yes.
Hi, guys.
It's wonderful to have you all on the show. All right. So, Carol, I'm going to tell you how the show works, and then we're going to get started. I'm going to ask you six unseemly questions. At the end of each question, I'll ring a bell if I like your answer like this. However, if I do not like your answer, I will not ring a bell, and I'll tell you why. Regardless of how many bells you get, at the end of the show, I'll decide whether or not it's worth giving you $5 for your appearance on the show.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I'm so excited.
That sounded sort of genuine. Now, it's time for your first question, so let's get to it. How do you most like chicken prepared?
I can eat chicken any way possible, but usually I like it roasted and with the skin off because I'm old and I can't have the skin.
Roasted and with the skin off.
Well, you roast it with the skin and then you take the skin off when you eat it.
Oh, you do? I don't think I've ever had chicken like that. Is it
really
better? Well, I mean, well, roasted with the, and then peel the skin off of it.
Yeah. I mean,
it's like a vampire or something, you know.
It's healthier if you take the skin off if you don't eat it. But that's how I like it.
Yeah, I believe that is true.
Yes.
And you know, you taught me, I guess I'd never peeled the skin off. I didn't actually know it was healthier. So I'm going to say I learned something. You get a bell.
There you go.
All right, Carol. It is time for question number two, but before we do that, can you tell people out there what you do?
I'm a comedian.
I know, you're funny.
Thank you, and I'm a director, and I'm a producer. I'm a mom. I do everything. I created a show called Funny Women of a Certain Age, which is a comedy showcase for female comics over the age of 50, and our third special is airing November 24th on Showtime.
Cool. Awesome. That's great. I didn't know it was up to number three. That's really awesome.
Thank you. Wow. Yeah.
Amazing. A certain age specifically refers to 50 and above. I'd heard that phrase before, and I didn't know exactly what it means. Thank you for defining it.
I've defined it for my show. I don't know if it's considered, but and we have women sometimes who are 40 or 41 because in show business, you know, you
don't ask. Right.
Yeah. Well, in show business, you're pretty much done by the time you're 15 anyway. So you could be over a certain age and be 60.
Yeah, that's great. Anyway, I'm just really happy the series is continuing. That rocks.
Thank you.
All right. Now it's time for question number two. Question number two. Have you been in a physical fight?
Yes.
Yes? That was like a very quick yes, but not everybody is, you know, so.
Yes, I've been in, not for a long time, but I don't know if I guess you'd consider this a physical fight. When I was a kid, I'm going to say I was about probably a teenager, young, like preteen, like 12 or 13 years old. And my sister's boyfriend was over. My parents were out and they were having a fight. And one of the things about me is that if I'm sleeping and someone wakes me up, you better run because I'm going to kill you. So I was asleep and they were fighting and I heard him hit her and I came flying out of my bedroom and jumped on his back and took a hunk of, I bit him in the back, like in the, right in the, like in the,
wow.
Yeah. And I bit him on the, and he had a welt there and he couldn't get me off. It was like a monster and he's like, get off of me. And I was, so that's the one I really remember, but yeah, no. So yeah, I have been in many fights.
Well, there you go. You know what? That was a heart pounding story. I loved it.
It was a good one.
You must be a fantastic parent. That's just great.
Actually, it's funny you should mention that, Stephen. My son is probably, when people meet him, they go, are you sure Carol's your mother? Because he's such a kind and sweet and like, no, seriously. I mean, because I absolutely am not. And in fact, he's the voice of reason in my life. Like when I want to do something that I know I shouldn't do, I think, what would my son do? And I'm like, God damn it, he would do the right thing. And that pisses me off.
That is that's great that your son is, you raised your conscience.
I did. Absolutely. That's a great way of saying it. He is my conscience. He's my Jiminy Cricket.
It's time for question number three. Question number three, how many times have you seen AC/DC?
These are good questions. I got to finally, AC/DC is my favorite band. Did you know that?
Someone in this room whose mic is turned off may have done a little research.
Okay. AC/DC is my favorite band. And I saw them once. And we went to, I keep calling it the Meadowlands, even though it's some other bullshit name in Jersey.
Giant Stadium.
Yeah. No, yeah. Yeah. So, and we got to see them there. Was it like, it was, and I was stone cold sober. It was the greatest experience of my life. They're
That's
the best.
Awesome.
They're, oh, wow.
They are. Absolutely the best.
You really love AC/DC. Now, was that the guy? Is that the guy who was in the shorts all the time?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. Yep. And he's older than me. I'm 63. And all I thought of when I was watching Angus, you know, he was spinning on the floor. I'm thinking they're going to have to use a lot of Bengay. Do you know what I mean? Like this poor guy is like, you know, like, yeah, and he, I'm sure in the adrenaline of, you know, he's playing to all these people, like he's into it. And then he must walk off stage after the show's over like an old Jewish man.
He probably does, because
yes,
I'm actually doing some work right now with one of the members of Aerosmith, and they're older too. Right.
Oh
now.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh. They're and they've done well. I don't know. Aerosmith was more drugs. I think mostly AC/DC was mostly alcohol. I don't remember them as a good band.
I heard Aerosmith is on a lot of Bengay also.
That's the new drug. I got some free Bengay. I need some Bengay, man.
It is
time
for
my elbow. Please.
Well, the real question is, do they walk this way?
Oh, you know what?
You know what? No bell because of that pun. You reached over into the other game and gave Carol no bell with that pun.
Let me tell you something, Stephen. I look at you fondly because my husband also does puns and I roll my eyes at him. So know that you live on in my husband.
Well, I really have no idea how to interpret that, but thank you, I think.
Yes, that is sort of nice. All right, now it is time for question number four. Question number four is, what's the coolest thing you ever said?
Well, if you're talking about, like, in stand-up, I think the best line I've ever said to a heckler was this guy was just being an asshole, and I just finally said to him, you know, your mother should have swallowed.
Your mother should have swallowed.
I have another nomination for you, Victor, if you've got a moment.
Yes.
Let's see. So I was making a joke in high school and you were there. And it was, of course, a very bad you know, very unfunny joke. And I said something, and then you said something like, it's best to, keep your mouth shut so that people, don't know how stupid you are, or something like that. But it was near perfect. It was, I said something stupid and you brought the house down. So it was pretty good. I mean,
yeah, I was pretty good. I was good at the snaps in high school.
Yeah.
That's how
I
survived. I was like the funny guy. It was very funny. I was like, don't beat me up for being different. Listen to this hilarious joke instead. It is now time. I'm sorry. I'm going to give you a bell on that question because it was a good talk all around.
Good talk.
It is now time for question number 5. All right. Question number 5. What would your biography be titled?
Don't F with me.
Wow. That's pretty in your face,
Yeah, that's basically me. Don't f*** with me. That's really, really it in a nutshell.
Was there ever a time where someone did f*** with you?
I've always just had that attitude. Like, I'm really good at talking shit. And so no one's ever actually bothered me. Do you know what I mean? Like, so I've never had... I give the illusion of somebody that can kick someone's ass, so nobody f*** with me. Like, I used to say about my son and his friends is that... I used to say to my son, I said, I'm not your friend, I'm your mother. And that scared the shit out of him. So I just don't f*** with me. That's the name of
I'm so glad that my mom, I don't know you as well as I know my mom, of course, but I'm so glad that, my mom is just like the sweetest lady. I think that you may have crushed me if I was your son.
Well, but let me explain something. I mean, I do have that very in your face type of attitude, but the people that I love, I'm there's nothing I wouldn't do for the people that I care about, but I do absolutely have a, if I don't like you, I don't have to say it. You'll feel it. Because the room gets very cold, like a vampire, like he was saying, like a vampire.
I said Dracula.
Oh, Dracula! But it's true. I mean, if you're ever in a room and you see me talking to somebody and it looks like there's icicles around them, it's probably because I hate them.
I really want to see that.
Well, because in our business, you have to be nice, and then you'll meet somebody and you're like,
I could talk volumes about our business because I think that you have come to some of the same conclusions that I have because you do a combination of things for other people, but also your own thing.
Right.
Yeah. And I without getting too deep into it, I just think that the idea about having to be nice to people, I'm completely done with that, but I'm not mean to people either. I'm just honest with them.
The people who know me know that I have their back at every you know what I mean? I have their back.
Yep.
You f*** me, you're dead to me. I'm from Brooklyn. What can I tell you? You know what I mean?
What about people who wake you up? Are they dead?
I bite them in the back and give them leave them welts. So people don't wake me up anymore. So don't ever
Brooklyn.
Wake me up.
You wake me up, I bite you. What do you want? I'm from Brooklyn. Is that a regular Brooklyn thing?
That's a thing. You terrified me here. I'm really surprised.
That's good.
Well, it is time for question number 6. Before we do that, let me give you a bell for question number 5. There we go. Boom.
Yay.
All done. All right, it's time for question number 6. Question number 6. What was your first kiss like?
Oh, wow. That's a good question. I don't remember. I really don't.
Oh.
I think I want to say probably in the sixth grade. I don't remember. I'm 63 years old. Could you ask me something a little more relevant like that happened yesterday? That I could answer. I mean, I don't remember.
I'm sorry the question angered you.
I really don't remember. I can tell you about the first time I had sex. Would you like to hear that?
Oh, sure. I know especially Rachel would.
And Steven.
I live for this stuff.
It was my sweet 16 party, and it was such a bizarre party because it was all girls, and I made them all wear.
I like how this is starting out. Go ahead.
Not the way you think, Stephen. Calm down. And but I made everyone wear a formal dress, even though there were no guys. It was just like we all had these formal dresses on. I had this green long formal dress, and I guess my boyfriend from high school picked me up, and we went home. And all I remember about my first time having sex was my green dress was over my head. Huh. And we consummated the relationship.
That was this in Brooklyn too?
So he just didn't
Yeah.
So the first time you had sex, he didn't see your face.
He was also from Brooklyn. So that explains a lot.
But she didn't have to see his face either.
I didn't have to see his face either. True. It was more one of these things where you just put it over and you're like, just put it in. Because it was like such an important thing for this guy to have. He'd been asking for months, can we have sex? And I was like, no. And can we have sex? And we had no. And I was like, but you know, and finally I was just like, oh, fine.
You just described the female experience.
That was it.
Unfortunately,
like,
yes.
Yeah, and I just was like, yeah, okay. And it was like, so, oh, that was
so
it.
So green does mean go after all these years? I missed that.
Terrible. All right. that was a great story. I'm going to say Bell. Here we go.
Well earned.
Thank you.
All right. That was wonderful. You've answered all six questions. Now it's time to decide whether or not you get $5. But before we do that, can you tell people out there where to find you?
Everywhere. Actually, if you go to Showtime November 24th at 10 p.m., you'll see me on my show, Funny Women of a Certain Age. It is the third installment. It's called Even More Funny Women of a Certain Age. If we go to the fourth one, I don't know what the we're going to call it, because it was Funny Women of a More Funny, Even More. I think the fourth one should be like, but wait, there's more Funny Women of a Certain Age.
Daughter of Funny Women.
Yeah, exactly. You can on Instagram, Carol Montgomery Comic, on Twitter at National Mom, Carol Montgomery, all over Facebook, all over Google. Find my funnywomenofacertainage.com is the website for the show. We're going on a national tour next year at all big theaters. So you'll get to see me, you'll get to see my show.
Cool.
That's wonderful. I can't wait, and I will see it. And also, we're going to try, can we try to get her episode out before the special comes out?
Way ahead of you. I already made a note to release this episode on November
23rd. Oh, yay!
A simple yes would have done it. Done. Yay! Fine. You know, it would have been fine just to be like, yes. Instead of be like, I'm way ahead of you.
I am way ahead.
All right. It's time to decide whether or not you get $5, Carol. We usually canvass the room, so let's do that right now. Dave, what do you think? Should Carol get $5 for her appearance on the show?
Absolutely. We had fighting, Brooklyn, biting, don't wake me up or I'll kill you. My vote is yes. Makes sense.
All right. That was actually a good encapsulation. Wow, Dave. Amazing. It's like you're paying attention this time.
Which one is it?
Okay. Stephen, what do you think? Should Carol get $5 for her appearance on the show?
If I said no, she'd kick my ass. So of course I'm going to say yes.
Don't be so scared, Stephen.
Have you been listening, Dave?
I have. Jeez. This isn't high school anymore.
All right. Rachel, what do you think? Should Carol get $5 for her appearance on the show?
I booked her. So, yes.
What? Wow. I don't know what's gotten into Rachel today. But it's something.
But I'm not afraid of her. Like, I would have said yes anyway. I just want to be clear.
Yeah, Nobody thought you were afraid of her.
What is going on?
But everybody else is afraid of her. I just want to say that, I want to give her the $5.
No, I'm not afraid of Carol. Why would we be? No, I don't think anybody's afraid of Carol except for Steven.
Steven is.
I have that effect on computer science people.
As well you should.
All right, Carol, it is now time to ask you, what do you think? Should you get $5 for your appearance on this show?
I'm going to say no, because I'm a Jewish mother, and I don't want to take money away from you.
Oh, all right. Well, I'll keep it. Way to go. There we go. No $5 for you, but what a wonderful show. Thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you.
You're awesome.
Thank you.
All right. Dave, what did you learn from this week's show?
I learned that when you take food out of my children's mouth.
Is this then, like your acting reel? What's happening?
And all you guys.
Okay. All right, everybody. Check us out at unseemlyquestions.com and Six Unseemly on all social media. A podcast network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.